It's time for Arts News Coronavirus Stay-at-Home Edition on KSMU, supported by Don Wessel Honda at 3520 South Campbell. Don Wessel Honda, a supporter of all arts, which makes Springfield a better place to live. I'm Randy Stewart. Earlier this week, Missouri State University Theater and Dance Department officials canceled the upcoming MSU 10 theater season, scheduled for June 10th to July 18th due to the coronavirus pandemic. I spoke with MSU Theater and Dance Managing Director Mark Templeton by phone earlier this week.
Well, of course, we are devastated to share that news. This would have been our 58th season, and it's pretty ominous that after 57 years, just these particular circumstances, that for the safety and well-being of our performers and certainly our audience members, that this was a decision not taken lightly, but it was very necessary, and we hope that all of our patrons will hang in there with us, and we're going to move forward, upward, onward to 2021.
So there hadn't been any cancellations of the season ever before now.
That is correct. Even in some of the most dire circumstances, there's just never been a cancellation like this. Obviously, this is just something that is very unusual, and you know, of course, all over the country, theaters are suffering because of these cancellations, because we are so dependent on summer income and people's support. So we've got a long road ahead of us, but one we're willing to go down.
Well, I was trying to think of various reasons why this cancellation would be necessary in the first place. Well, for one thing, school is completely out for the rest of the semester, so you don't have anybody available to put up a tent. You don't have students available to build sets or costumes. You don't have students around to rehearse. And because it's an equity house and you bring in professionals, they're not going to be traveling right now anyway.
On all of those things, yes, of course. And, you know, the university had already announced that, you know, there were no face-to-face classes in the summer. And yet people need to remember that, you know, tent theater is an educational experience for our students. And if you can't have face-to-face classes, I mean, that really is a problem for performers. Yeah. But, you've kind of hit the nail on the head there. Just everything was working against us in this particular instance, which it was troubling to make the decision, but we know it was the correct decision. And we're getting a lot of feedback from patrons from our release that they are very supportive and being very understanding.
And you're offering your patrons various options for what to do if they've already purchased season tickets.
Right. Well, a lot of people purchase into the stocking stuffer campaign that we launched during the holiday season.
Right.
And yes, and those people certainly, they can apply for a full refund of those tickets that they purchased, or it could become a tax-deductible donation, which we would greatly appreciate. Or they could use those toward next season, and they've already, you know, purchased those seats. And cross our fingers, this is not official at this point, but our intention is to launch this exact season for next year. So it will be the same season, and we will hopefully bring back. We had completed casting totally, you know, for the season technically, and our equity members, everything was cast and ready to go, and so we've reached out to those people and invited them to join us for next year already.
What were those shows supposed to be and thus will be next season?
Yes, we were going to open with Xanadu and then a production of Ken Ludwig's Moon Over Buffalo. And then our anchor show of the season was going to be The Producers. So we had a really fun season lined up, but we'll just have to wait a year to actually do that.
So where should people go for information at this point?
At this point, we will keep the Facebook updated, obviously our website. I would like to point out that even though we are not going to be engaged in the normal situation with being under the tent, we are working on some live streaming programming that people could access through our Facebook page. which includes living room performances from some of our distinguished alums and some people that were going to take part in the current company. And so we will release that information as we have that all solidified, and we're not going to leave anybody hanging. We're going to still try to be out there and be a part of people's lives still this summer. It's just going to be on our computers.
All right, and that is at your Facebook page, also at tenttheater.missouristate.edu.
That is correct.
All right, thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
That was Missouri State University Theater and Dance Managing Director Mark Templeton. Support for Arts News on KSMU comes from Don Wessel Honda at 3520 South Campbell. Don Wessel Honda, a supporter of all arts, which makes Springfield a better place to live. For KSMU, I'm Randy Stewart.